Right, we're here with Sergeant Magnus with the Fort McLean Non-Commissioned Officer Academy. Sergeant Magnus, can you give me your full name and your job title?
I am Staff Sergeant Sabrina Magnus, and my job title currently is Small Group Leader at the Basic Leader Course here at Fort McCoy NCO Academy.
Okay. And can you tell us what you were doing here at the Simulations Training Complex today?
Yes. So our students are here today receiving their block of instruction and some hands-on time for the land navigation portion of our course. Currently here at Fort McCoy, we're not able to put students out on the live course, actually in the field, so this is the next best thing. They're still getting a lot of hands-on training, map reading, plotting points, and they're using their avatar to navigate to these points.
Okay, and so the basic leader course, can you tell me a little bit about what this course is and the importance of it for Army NCOs taking it?
Yes. So the Basic Leader course is the first level of leadership course for enlisted soldiers in the Army. And although it's required, there's a lot of information that happens here. Every new crop of students that I have, I let them know that I think of this course as a leadership conference. So they're not just getting downloaded skills from their instructors, small group leaders like myself, but they're having a chance to network with each other and just sort of share the skills around that they each have.
Okay. As a staff member supporting these students, how does it feel to be a part of this?
This is honestly my favorite thing that I've done for the Army. It's very rewarding. It's a lot of hours, a lot of effort, a lot of planning and coordination, and then replanning and adjusting that goes into making this course happen for the students and making sure that everybody has the full BLC experience.
And one other question about BLC. Approximately what size are the classes and how are they split up?
So we have roughly maybe 150 students per class cycle, and they're split into rooms of no more than 20 students per room.
Okay, and you also support students of both active and reserve component?
Yes, so all three components throughout my time here at Fort McCoy at the Academy, we've had active component, reserve component, and National Guard component soldiers.
Okay, anything else you want to add?
This is, again, my favorite place that I've ever worked. I'm excited to be part of it and can't wait to meet the next group of students.